Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, Millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Thursday. Hope everyone is having a fabulous, fabulous day so far. We've got some early Morning Toast podcast-only content coming at you. And I'm ready for a good time. Hey, Jax, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's the first Thursday of September, which means the new episode of The Redheads is out. So everyone, stop what you're doing. Turn off this podcast. No, I'm kidding. After this podcast, if you haven't already, go listen to The Redheads. It's another fantastic episode, and I'm feeling hashtag Redheads proud.
Hashtag Redheads proud. Also, but before you do that, you should listen to all of our Patreons, all the episodes on every show we've ever done on TNN, and then The Redhead, so you can be fully prepared.
Yeah, you could do Redheads first. You could support a podcast that's trying to support literacy in women.
That's true. Literacy in women specifically.
I would say the majority of our listeners, much to Ben's chagrin, mm-hmm. are women who read.
Yeah. He's losing that battle for female illiteracy. It's hard to see.
I have to tell you. The battle for female illiteracy wages on.
Wages on. I have to tell you that on Wednesday's episode, you told me that your new favorite song is 10 Things I Hate About You. And one thing I hate about you is that you had that song stuck in my head all motherfucking day.
Sing it, sis.
I'm too selfish for your dating. Soon the time is getting. It is such a torturous tune. I'm sorry to bring it up on today's episode.
I can't believe you hate it so much. So tell me, I was actually thinking about it. What other trends do people do with it? Like, obviously, I enjoyed the cast of Southern Charm, but what are some other ways that people use it?
People use the song to, like, highlight people that from their past that they've dated, like, you know, Tom.
Not people we know?
No, it's like there's been no like really juicy tea from it. It's become like a corny TikTok song that I think like the majority of TikTok does not like.
Ugh, that's why I like it.
For sure. Always the contrarian.
Always the contrarian. I'm a TikTok renegade doing the renegade.
You're a TikTok renegade doing the renegade from a video that she learned on her iPad.
Oh, yeah, that's my new thing. I told you guys. Now I have TikTok on my iPad. But the thing is, I usually leave my iPad in the studio. So the time that I would – I never go on TikTok when I'm in the studio. But sometimes I'm in bed and I'm like, ooh, I would like to scroll the talk now. But my iPad is away. So it's not been that helpful.
We're getting closer and closer. I think
– No, we're getting closer. I'm waiting for TikTok to give me my account, help me get back in. Also, the way that – It's funny, when I go on TikTok on my iPad, I just search Morning Toast and I just watch the same videos over and over again of clips for old clips from our show. It's so premium.
I could spend a whole afternoon watching clips of us. We are hysterical. Might I add, stunning?
Wait, let's talk about the gorgeous nature of ourselves because...
Yes, let's.
I'm literally in some of the clips so gorgeous and it's a shame because I had no idea at the time. And I can remember certain days in certain eras where it's like, oh, that was like my like I just thought I was like not cute. And it's like, you're so cute. Just
well, stop. I actually think that's a huge part of life and growing up is like looking back on photos of yourself. And in that time, you thought you were like beastly and ugly and you felt so insecure about your body. And then like years later, you look back and like you would do anything to look like that. I think that's just life.
That is life. So whoever you are right now, if you're going through one of those periods where you're like not feeling yourself, you look great. You know,
you look just great.
Let up on yourself. I was watching old videos and it's like, I didn't even know that's what my face looked like.
Well, like I honestly
didn't even recognize. I felt like I was watching someone else, honestly.
I wanted to ask you. So we've obviously now settled into our remote studios. Which lighting do you like better? New York toast or transatlantic toast?
It's, I can't say, because New York toast, most of it, I had a different face. So,
right. So you agree with the fact that like pregnancy changes a woman's face?
Weight gain changes a woman's
face. Well, yes, but I'm saying like...
I can't say because I need to like, I don't know if...
You don't know if your face looks different because your weight is different or because you had a baby.
Yeah, no, I think it's just the weight because it's just rounder. Like, I don't think my features have changed, honestly. But also people say that your face changes more with a girl than with a boy. I really just think it's the weight, not the pregnancy, but I'll let you know once the weight is gone. Well, you guys could let me know. Sound off in the comments. Don't you fucking dare. Don't you fucking dare.
Not the comments.
No, I do not want to hear in the comments if you think my face has changed. Thanks.
I think your face is stunning always.
But you didn't say whether or not it's changed.
No, I don't think that it's changed.
I think I'm like, I don't think it's fundamentally changed. I think I just... a little rounder.
But I do think like I've seen whether it's like celebrities or people I know personally go through pregnancy and their face like looks different afterwards. Not pertaining to weight, just pertaining to like facial structure.
Yes, but I also think like immediately after you give birth, yes, your face is a little different, but I do think it does go back to how it was.
It's just so many things about pregnancy that look so unappetizing.
Yeah, it's not a walk in the park.
No. I never thought it was, especially after watching you and Liv go through it.
But like to create a human.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot. You know, you're literally, it's the craziest thing to think about, to create a life.
Yeah, no, it's not nothing. You know, you're not creating an envelope.
Yeah, who would want to create an envelope?
Such a good question. I chose the stories today and I cannot lie. They're not robust. And I was going to choose, everyone was quaking, Wednesday night, there was a new boat blocking the Suez, and I was going to choose it so we could, like, girly girl chit-chat about the Suez, but it's already been remedied. Because once something like that happens, it never really happens again on a scale like that.
Try as you may, you will never be evergreen.
Try as you may.
And there, these copycats, they're fraudulent.
So embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. Like, get your own idea. Get stuck in a different canal.
Mm-hmm. Make world news in another way.
Like, you'll never be what they were. Mm-hmm. So stop trying.
No, even though I would love for someone to be that because I loved the way I felt when the Suez was down.
I would love for something else to happen that inspires that sort of worldwide attention and grasping all of our interests.
You know,
but I don't want it to be a copycat.
You know what actually recently happened that got that kind of like worldwide attention?
What?
Your comments on working from home.
Yeah, no, that was, but I wouldn't say that it united everyone in the same way that the Suez did, because in the Suez there really was no villain. You know?
But in this situation, I do feel you are as though you are unfairly being painted as the villain. And I know you don't want to talk about it. I just want to defend your honor for one second, if I can.
Go off.
Obviously, I mean, if you are like a normal human being, you don't know what we're talking about. And I'm so happy for you. But, you know, a lot of people were very perplexed. They were hurt. They were angry about a conversation we had on Wednesday's episode. And if you would have asked me, Claudia, what do you think people would have been upset about from Wednesday's episode? I would have said maybe it was me suggesting that Greta Thunberg and Leonardo DiCaprio start a whirlwind romance. I thought maybe it was maybe my miseducation of Karl Marx and just socialism in general. Never did I think people would get upset in the way that they did about our conversation about working from home, which I feel like if you listen to it, we had like a really balanced discussion. Like I felt a certain way, you felt a certain way, and we were like exchanging good points and we were like kind of convincing the other...
Yeah, we were feeling each other's ways, but when the chips all landed, I feel a little stronger on this way, right. You feel a little stronger on that way, like a conversation.
But I guess, like, I think, like, one person misunderstood what we said and, like, gaslit other people into thinking. People were so mad. They're like, Jackie, I cannot believe that you said people who work from home don't lead a fulfilling life. That's so hypocritical of you, Jackie. You work from home. And I just feel like it's so important for me to say this next statement. You never said that.
I never said that. I don't know what show you guys are watching. Right. This is the Morning Toast where I never fucking said that.
Never.
We had two different conversations. One, we talked about working from home and going back into the office. And I personally am of the belief that people should go back into the office. I think that there's a lot of pros to working from home and a lot of cons. And I read a lot of people's comments about a lot of the pros that they've experienced. And I'm really happy for them. Like,
me too.
Completely. And that's really, really nice.
Yeah. I think people who contributed to our conversation in a normal, healthy way, I thought it was really interesting to learn about people who hated working from home. And people who it literally changed their whole life, whether it's because they have a dog or kids or they were able to get in shape. Like, so many people thrived and so many people hated it so much. And I thought that was really interesting that, like, we could have a normal discussion about it. But then people took it so far.
No, so we talked about working from home and that's what we said. And then you started talking about, like, days where you don't work. You were saying, like, but why do we have to work at all? Like, I wish we didn't have to work. And I was like, but Claude, don't you ever have those days, like, in between episodes of The Toast where for some reason we're not working and we're not on a trip? And, like, those days, you can't live all your life as those
like
days.
That. Yeah, you can't. We were having a conversation about how, yeah, it sounds nice to never work. But actually, in practice, it's, like, not fun.
No, I wasn't talking about working from home. I was talking about not working at all.
Period.
And that is not a purposeful life.
Right. So don't get it twisted. Everyone calm down. She literally never said that. And I'm sorry to have brought it up, but I don't appreciate people lying on your name.
No, it's so wild. Like the
energy that was brought for literally the most mundane, moronic conversation. Like, you would have thought.
No, I didn't even say it. I don't know where you guys got your information. And the other thing is, they're probably the people who wrote those comments aren't listening to this because they didn't listen to the last episode. But you got to listen to the episode to have an opinion.
Yeah. And so that's why people, like, I hate to even get into this, but people are always like, you and Jackie can't take criticism. If you listen to the episode and you have, like, a valid argument, like, and you're not coming at it, like, from a really hostile place, of course I'll listen to you.
No,
but
people
expect us to take criticism when they, A, don't even listen to what we said, and B, come out swinging, calling us, like, mom-shaming you, calling us, like, tone-deaf assholes, like, fuck off. You think I'm going to literally give one breath to what you think?
No, totally. And you can read from the comments. Like, I could tell which comments are people who actually listen to the episode. And by the way, people who are actually fans of ours versus people who, I don't know, found us this comment,
like,
on some forum.
Facebook group,
and then they took up their pitchforks and they came in. They didn't read it. They didn't listen to anything and they look like clowns.
And not to re-stir the pot, they weren't making a great case for productivity when working from home, because all they were doing was commenting all day long about how dumb and stupid we are when they were supposed to be working from home. So they weren't helping their case, even though I still firmly believe, like, if I was in an office job, I would definitely want a more flexible remote. But I think, you know, what works for some people doesn't work for others. And I really did appreciate a lot of the feedback we got.
Yeah. And also some of the feedback was like, this is an ongoing debate that is happening, like, in workplaces around the world right now. Like, nobody really knows the answer. And I feel like that was just the same conversation we were having. Like, you were arguing for one side, I was arguing for the other. I don't think any side is particularly wrong or right. And I think just, like, people had different experiences working from home. And I will say, I really enjoyed hearing about some of the people who made really great life changes. I heard about some people, like, losing a lot of weight. But from what a lot of what I've read over the last few years is, like, that's been the exception. A lot of people, like, having stayed home and gained a lot of weight in this country, but it's nice to hear the success stories too. So I liked hearing all of that.
Yeah, I like to think I would be the type of person who would lose a lot of weight, but I know it would be the opposite. Yeah, no, I just thought it was, like, an interesting conversation. I literally never expected it to blow up in such a dumb way. Like, you would have thought we were saying, like, slurs, like, with the way people were, like, so mad at us. Like, come on.
Yeah, no, they were just in the mood.
They were in the mood. And you know what? I feel that. Sometimes I'm in the mood, too. But girlies have to calm down. Like, it's so important to have perspective. Like, in the Big Bang Theory, this is one episode of one podcast, and it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
Every little thing is going to be all right.
So, other than that, it was a very busy day
of
yesterday.
Of saving the bees.
What's that?
There's this woman on TikTok.
Oh, God.
Okay. She's not like a beekeeper. She's like a bee preserver. You know, if somebody has like a crazy beehive in their house or whatever, they call her because she like ethically saves the bees and brings them to her hive. I don't know what she does. And she's never wearing like any protective gear, which is why her content goes viral, because she walks into a straight up hive's nests. But she claims that she can know like when the bees are going to be violent or whatever. And she ends every video like after telling us what she did. And it was another great day of saving the bees.
You need to get off.
Yeah, but like the girlies who spend too much time on TikTok, they'll know.
Do you want to know what book I started yesterday?
Sure.
Switching gears, because I was excited to share with everyone that I'm reading Elvis and Me by Priscilla Presley.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
I was really excited to start it because I wanted more info on Elvis. And mm-hmm. I'm so happy to report also that the book is a breeze. I'm already 60% in. Like, you could finish it in a few hours. And there's a lot of Elvis information, and it's not great.
Oh, really?
Like, right now I'm still at the part they're not married yet. Some of it is nice, and like, you get to know Elvis the man a little more, but there are some very unhealthy elements to his relationship with Priscilla. And it's not even like the age. Everyone's like, he met her at 14.
Right.
They didn't like even, I don't even think they like fooled around until she was 16, and they didn't have sex until she's married, from what I understand. So it's not necessarily.
Still, by the way, it's still weird.
It's not really the sexual stuff. It's like more the create, like taking, what's not like taking advantage of her youth, but like her innocence, and sort of trying to like mold her to be the woman that he wanted her to be, and like wanting her to be that young and naive so that he could just make her whatever he wanted. And she's very like aware of that, but she's also writing it from a higher perch. And it was just, you know, that dynamic between like such a big star and someone so much older than her, like it's not like the healthiest.
No, for sure.
But I look forward to, it's really a good read, and you do to know more about Elvis, like through, as it relates to Priscilla, but then also just like tidbits of his personal life before her, as it related to his career and the movies and Colonel Parker. It's all there.
Colonel Parker. Ugh.
Ugh.
Ugh. I haven't been like good with my reading. I've had like a really busy week this week. I got so excited. We ended Wednesday's episode on a little bit of a cliffhanger. Ooh, Claudia's chair is being delivered. Guess what? It looks so good. I also got rid of my neon sign because I wasn't even using it. So hopefully our YouTube videos next week will be like super premium, even though they've already been premium. I was really excited about that.
Yeah, you know what? It's been like the summer of being particularly funny, and also like the summer of getting our shit together, because mm-hmm. Tuesday after Labor Day, like everyone's back in the office, everyone's watching the
I'm triggered. I'm triggered. Sorry.
I meant it like everyone's back, like
back at work.
Mentally and
Like working. Summer's over. Everyone dicks working. Around.
Yeah. Oh, God. Some people aren't digging around.
Sorry. Oh, my God. I am, like, literally, this is so stupid.
And some people are pussying
We
around.
Couldn't be pussyfooting around a more mundane subject. Like, it's not that deep.
Right. So it's the Tuesday after Labor Day. People start working again.
Oh, God.
And we will have, I don't want to jinx it because then we'll have shitty audio and we forgot to press record.
Oh, God.
But we will be locked and loaded, really, in our new studio setups.
Yeah. I am still thinking, I think I spoke about this on the Patreon, thinking of maybe moving New York studios to a different space. One that has less windows, so there's like less noise from outside, less construction, less natural light. But yes, for the most part, this is it, which is exciting. Right. I feel like it didn't take us that long to get it together.
Yeah, it's time for you to move.
I know. I'm like over the studio we have now. Now that it's just me, like it's definitely too big.
Mm-hmm.
But like the idea of packing that place up, like you guys have no idea like how much crap is there. And like, sorry, like I'm booking you a ticket. I'm not doing it alone. Like you have to do it with me.
I don't know. It feels like a job for the sweeper.
And it, you know who else it feels like a job for? The sweeper sister. Oh, also, speaking of Patreon, if you guys are looking for content this weekend, we had two premium ass vlogs posted this week, so you can watch them when there are no Toast episodes over Labor Day weekend. The first was the one Jackie spoke about. She did a nursery baby favorites vlog where she highlighted all of her favorite like burp cloths, pacifiers, bottles, like real mom tings. And then I unfortunately had to film a clothing haul, which It's probably my least favorite thing on the planet to do, but people love them so much. So of course I'm going to do it. And I also think like the negative energy I bring, you know, my mindset is so negative and that's the energy I bring to the vlog. I think it makes it funnier. And I actually think that's why people like it, is because I hate it. Mm-hmm. But I had ordered like a ton of new clothing because I'm going on a trip this weekend. And I did a try on haul. I hadn't tried any of it on yet. And it was definitely a journey. It was just a lot. The reviews are rave. Like, people are saying, like, oh, my God, I'm cured. Like, people are like, this changed my life. Like, people are, like, obsessed.
What is your style vibe for the trip?
Such a good question. My style vibe is, if it fits, it goes.
Yeah, I figured you would say that. But, like, seriously. And no. Also... And do you feel like you're shopping differently now that you're the snatcher? Not that you weren't snatcher before.
No, yeah. So I spoke about this a lot in the vlog. Thanks for watching, bitch. but I literally sent it to you like the minute it was posted. No, I know you were so busy. I'm totally kidding. I spoke about it in the vlog because like you could see in the vlog when I first started trying on clothes, I was like so positive because, you know, nothing had gone wrong yet. And I had to assume, you know, I think I'm like 1 or 2 pounds away from having lost 30 pounds. And that's like a significant amount of weight for someone who's 5 feet. So I thought like it would be completely different. And it was definitely, you know, better, I think, because a lot of the times when I'm ordering from websites that don't have like inclusive sizing, I'm usually ordering like an XL, which is the biggest size. And sometimes that doesn't fit. And like that sucks. So I definitely had more options, but like I still am crippled with like, you know, hatred of myself, you know, and like that doesn't go away.
Yeah, but trying on vacation clothes when you're like your pale,
100%
stressed out self doesn't look good on anyone. But then when you're in Turks and you have a tan, mm-hmm, and you're also a little buzzed, mm-hmm, and you put something on, you're gonna be Brigitte Bardot. I just know it.
So there were a couple like Brigitte Bardot items in my haul. Like you'll see, everyone, if you watched it already, you know, like I got this pearl dress. It's like I'm literally a model. And then I put on something else and I'm like, oh my God, I'm a lowly street rat. Like it's touch and go. So the vlog was a roller coaster of emotions and it was really fun. So if you guys have been thinking about joining Patreon, I suggest.
Were you Remy the Rat?
Remy the Ratatouille, the rat of all my dreams. For someone who like talks about Ratatouille the musical so much, I think it's important for me to mention I have never seen Ratatouille.
There's a musical?
Oh my God, bitch, you never listen when I talk. No, there is, but like on TikTok, someone was like, it all started as like someone posting like, it would be so funny if Ratatouille was a musical. And then people started contributing. Like, and one person was like, yeah, like the main song could be Remy the Ratatouille, the rat of all my dreams. And then it became like this really like popular trend that a company, I feel like it was maybe like Broadway.com, like a legit Broadway company during quarantine, put on a virtual performance. They cast like real dancers, real actors, and it was a hit.
That's so funny. Whenever I think of Remy the Rat, I think of that meme that's like, who would win in a fight? I feel like we've had this conversation on the Toast where you've talked about the musical and then I talked about this meme.
It's possible.
Who would win in a fight, Remy from Ratatouille or Stuart Little? Mm. And then someone responded like, Remy hands
sure
down. Like, Stuart doesn't know struggle.
Yeah, no, Stuart is privileged.
We've had this conversation.
For sure, for sure. For it's actually sure ringing a bell.
Yeah, no, but Remy...
the rat of all my dreams. And then it goes, I praise you, oh Ratatouille. May the world remember your name. Not only is it a stunning tune, but like it's hilarious.
That's really insane.
No, I know. That's like times when the internet is just like incredible.
That's really insanely funny.
I feel like we should dive in, by the way.
I think we should dive in because if we don't dissect these stories, no one else will care.
And you know what? The world will fare just fine. But, you know, you got to chit chat with your girlies. It's Thursday before a long weekend. We're going to get you through it.
I feel certain that if you don't hear these stories from us, you will never hear them.
Again, 100%.
You will
we
never
started the
know
week so strong. Like we had
oh my God, there was a surplus.
Kelsey Ballerini. Like we had to literally bump stories. Like Carl and Lindsay got bumped to Wednesday.
you know what? There is a story that got bumped. Maybe it should make it in. Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah. I sent you that story over the weekend. I thought it was really sweet. If you want to switch it out for one of the five pieces of trash that I chose, that's totally fine with me. I don't feel... Sometimes when we choose stories, like, I do feel personally attached.
Yeah. We all have our faves.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have to call out my husband now. I let it slide the first time, and now he's gone too far. So
tell us what he did.
Ben... It's super late. It's, like, almost midnight, you guys. So... Ben was like, can you podcast in the living room so I can lay in bed? And I'm like, fuck no. So I'm like, you can lay in bed while I podcast. Even though generally I do not like anyone in the room when I podcast. Mm-hmm. And he has now acted out. I mean, how long have we been recording? 20 minutes?
My timer's over there.
Whatever. He has now, and I wasn't going to call him out the first time, but now I'm going to have to embarrass him. He farted really loud the first time. I actually wrote down the timestamp so I could go back and listen and make sure the fart doesn't make air. And then he just turned on the motherfucking TV. Like, I'm literally running a business.
Damn, that's so disrespectful.
Oh, you didn't turn on the TV? Oh my God, wait, he didn't. Wait, you know when, like,
but you're making a really good case against working from home.
Wait, okay, you know when, like, you try to connect, like, an Apple device to your Apple TV so it gives you a code?
Yeah.
So a code popped up. I'm like, oh my God, Ben, like, futz with it. And it made a sound, but it literally said Ian Clark.
So Ian's trying to connect to Apple TV.
My squatter. My squatter got a phone.
Your squatter has a name.
Ian.
Ian Miller Clark.
My daughter marry Ian Miller Clark. I have to watch My Big Fat Greek Wedding again. Like, it's been too long.
That's literally one of the best quotes of all time.
You know what's another good quote that I was reminded of today on TikTok?
What?
Tell me if you know what this is from.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Oh, ready? It's like so cringy, and I know you're going to know it. La 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 la.
Do you know what that is? Raise your voice.
Yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. And like everyone claps like it was literally. And I'm like, this is, that movie's so good, but that particular scene is triggering.
The movie is good.
Question mark? One more mile to Jericho.
That's not from Raise Your Voice, though. That's just from her album, I think.
Oh, well, it's in the ending credits of Raise Your Voice.
Oh, I think it's just from Metamorphosis.
A stunning work of art.
A stunning work of art.
What's that song called? Jericho?
Jericho, yeah.
It's so good. Was she talking about Jericho, Long Island?
No, I think she's talking about, like, in the Bible. I think Jericho,
I think there's a biblical Jericho as well.
And it's perhaps somewhere that you want to be, and you count down the miles.
The miles till you get there, for sure.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, oh. So good.
So good.
And underrated, her music teacher, who she's like.
Storm Corbett.
Yes, it's Aiden from Sex and the City. I'm like,
he saves the movie.
He's never acted in anything that wasn't stellar.
No, but that's the thing. It's because he makes it stellar. Because Raise Your Voice is, I haven't seen it in so long. So I don't want to, like, I don't want to miss
it. I
don't
want to get hate.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to say, but there's something about it that's like so cringe.
Beyond, but like that's what makes it spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's also in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Like, he really knows how to pick roles.
Yeah. Sex and the City.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's Aiden. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get into these stories because someone has to. And the universe decided it would be us.
We are the chosen girlies.
We are the chosen girls to deliver the Fast Five stories that you do not need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by DraftKings. The wait is almost over. A new football season is about to begin, so get ready for the NFL Week 1 action with the DraftKings Sportsbook, an online official sports betting partner of the NFL. To celebrate the return of football, DraftKings is giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $5 on any football game and get 200 $100 in free bets instantly. If you want more action for opening night, everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion, where you get up seven, you win. Bet on any NFL team of your choice, and if your team leads by 7 points at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team loses. DraftKings is super safe and secure, very reliable, and you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code TOAST to get that $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code TOAST only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. You can see notes for details. Today's episode is additionally brought to you by Solo Stove. Life's best moments happen around a roaring fire, and a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your outdoor moments even more memorable, because instead of having to constantly dodge those fumes, you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire. Because you know there's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. It's just a fabulous way to connect, either by yourself or with loved ones. It's premium. It can elevate any backyard. If you don't have a backyard, you can get a Solo Stove because it's super portable. And if you find yourself hiking or camping or going on a trip to the mountains, you can bring your Solo Stove. When we spent, you know, a week upstate, we brought our Solo Stove. We just threw it in the trunk. It's really easy to travel. And the thing about Solo Stove that makes it so great is that it's engineered to really take any of the torture out of fires. So the stainless steel construction is designed to regulate the airflow, burn more efficiently. There'll be so little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. It's a perfect catalyst for getting outside. Their pits are brilliantly engineered to be easy to use, and they're built to last. Right now, you can get big discounts on all fire pits during Solo Stove's Labor Day sale. Use promo code TOAST at solostove.com for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com, promo code TOAST for $10 off on top of their incredible Labor Day discounts. Hurry, because the Labor Day sale ends September 11th.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our first story, see all the celebrities who showed up for Cameron Diaz's 50th birthday bash. It was her 50th birthday.
Love.
Cameron Diaz love celebrated her milestone 50th birthday at Nobu Malibu on Tuesday with a slew of her A-list pals. The star stepped out with her husband, Benji Madden, along with his twin brother, Joel Madden. They were joined by Joel's wife, Nicole Richie.
Yeah, I was like, is Joel not married to Nicole Richie anymore?
Sorry, they were joined... I change up the words from the article sometimes because sometimes in these articles, they're like...
verbose as fuck.
The other woman star. Yeah. The Charlie's Angel starlet. And I'm like, Cameron.
Right. Mrs. Diaz.
So this one was, they were joined by the Good Charlotte singer's wife, Nicole Richie, and their friends Judd Apatow, Leslie Mann, Zoe Saldana, Marco Perego Saldana, and Adele.
Okay. I just thought this was really interesting because... I would love to just, like, break down how Cameron Diaz knows each of these people. Like, obviously, her and Nicole Richie being married to twin brothers, like, that totally makes sense to me. And that's just, like, a factoid of life that I love. Like, I just think that's, like, never not going to be interesting to me.
Yeah. And I would imagine that they get along. I think that they do get along because they do these, like, intimate things mm-hmm. together. And that's just so heartwarming because I could so see it, like, being the opposite. You know who I was thinking about today? Mm. The Rogers brothers.
Yeah, you know, they never mended fences.
No, they never mended fences. I know Aaron Rodgers was just on Joe Rogan. Yeah. And I wonder if it came up.
I don't know if it did, but I think it's, like, pretty much confirmed that not only are they not speaking, but, like, Aaron is the problem. Because the rest of the family speaks. They don't speak to Aaron.
I know. But
a good look.
Jordan came up on my Instagram and it was like pictures with his brother. I think it was like someone's birthday. And I was just like, it's crazy.
I know.
That their brother is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's like Jordan and JoJo, he wasn't at the wedding. They've been engaged for many years and they obviously still haven't worked it out. It's actually really sad.
And so many people wanted to say back in the day that it was like Olivia Munn's fault. Mm-hmm. But she's so far out of the picture. So many ladies since, like... what is going on?
No, it wasn't Olivia Munn. And honestly, people owe Olivia Munn an apology for that.
Yeah. But that is something that...
the way everyone just assumed it was her.
That is something that when I think about it, it shocks me all over again. Like mm-hmm. how his brother was on The Bachelor. Like, it's the craziest thing, and they don't speak, and it's just crazy.
No, and honestly, when his brother came on The Bachelor, said his brother was Aaron Rodgers and that they didn't have a good relationship, at least my assumption, and I feel like a lot of people's assumptions, were like, oh, like, your brother's, like, annoyed at you because, like, you're thirsty and annoying. Like, that's why you guys don't have a good relationship. When it turns out it's much deeper than that, because the whole family doesn't talk to Aaron.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
It is really sad. So that's what I was thinking about. But anyways, back to the brothers Cameron. Madden.
Well, I was just surprised that there were so many celebs there because, you know, she's, like, been officially retired from acting for a while. She did come out of hiding to make the greatest movie of all time, The Other Woman. But other than that, she's been, like, officially retired for a really long time. So I don't know if I would have ever assumed that, like, her friends were other celebrities, you know?
Yeah, like, Judd Apatow and Leslie Mann, like, that sounds like good, makes sense as a friendship. They're married, same with Zoe Saldana, like, yeah. Famous people doing famous people things. And they're all in the acting biz. I wonder how she met Adele, and yeah. I'm sure they have such a fun time.
Or maybe they know each other through Rich Paul, like, maybe Adele was there as Rich's plus one.
Perhaps. Yeah. Or maybe Benji knows Adele from, you know, the
concert circuit.
The scene.
Yeah, I feel like these days Cameron is only really popping up to promote her wine business. We love a mogul. So I really can't get enough of her. I really love her.
I know. Me too.
And she's happy, like, one of the people I really wish exclusively good things for.
Mm. Exclusively.
Exclusively.
This article's making me hungry.
Why?
Nobu Malibu.
Oh, yeah. And that's also, like, so trendy of her when I feel like she's, like, very, like, low-key out of the spotlight when Nobu Malibu is very much, like, a hot spot.
Yes, but Nobu Malibu, and I think this is, I feel this way about, like, some hot spot places where it's, like, yes, it's a hot spot, but it's also, like, a great meal. So.
Oh, speaking of, I have to redact. Hard.
You have to redact.
I've been meaning to redact.
Oh, you did. You slandered a restaurant.
Yeah. I said that, the restaurant where Ron Goldman worked when he met Nicole Brown Simpson and obviously the night he died was Craig's. I don't know literally where the fuck I heard that and made it up from, but it's not fucking true. So if you heard me say that, like, no, you didn't. And don't tell anyone else that because it's not fucking true.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah. No, it happens a lot with me. Like, I'm really just, like, queen of making things up.
But sometimes, like, you pull something from a recess of your mind and, like, you're right. So.
Are you saying you, like, as in me, or you as in,
I'm saying,
like, people?
One.
Yeah, okay.
People,
yeah.
Humanity.
Yeah.
And so we should continue to do that. Continue to put yourself out there. Continue to assert your facts.
But isn't it just crazy how, like, you can have a vivid memory of something that never happened, but you can literally see it in your brain?
That I don't know. Like, what?
I don't know. I feel like it happens with me all the time. Like, particularly related to childhood things.
Yeah. You think things happened that didn't happen?
Either that, like, let's be real. Like, let's be honest with one another. Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it.
Did he teach me gymnastics? Probably not. Do I literally have a memory for the last 22 years of the moment that I described when I discovered Paul Rudd was my gymnastics teacher at, like, the age of 7 or 8? Yes. Like, it happened. I could make a movie out of it. Like, I know what everything looks like. I know where I was.
That's the thing about memory in general. It's an abstract.
Or maybe I'm just like, maybe that's
the
me.
Moment something happens, already the memory is messed up in your head. It's not
right.
As it was.
That's why they say that, like, eyewitnesses in crimes are really not reliable witnesses because people are just different. And even if you saw something, like, it's maybe
you
not
didn't
what you
see
saw.
Something you saw something plus then you reflected it off of your own perceptions
right.
of reality, and the image that you then saw was mm-hmm. not what actually happened.
Right. That's
it's
literally
so weird,
like,
to think about.
Yeah, no, it's so true.
That's like in books they describe that all the time, and it always just throws me.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, that was a fun tangent. Are you ready for our next story?
Yes.
It's really insane what's going on.
What?
Dancing with the Stars contestants are going incognito in advance of the new season to hide their identities, though we can figure out who some of them are.
Mm-hmm.
So here are some early cast announcements for the new season of Dancing with the Stars. Charli D'Amelio, Jordan Sparks, Colton Underwood.
Heidi D'Amelio.
Daniel Durant.
Yeah, it was reported that Charli and her mom. I feel like Dancing with the Stars is usually way better about not having any leaks. Like, you really never know. And because they film on, like, a private lot. We've been to it, actually. The Dancing with the Stars lot. Like, yeah. It's not something that's easily accessible, especially by paparazzi. So, I don't know if this is, like, a press grab. But also, you know, Dancing with the Stars is going exclusively streaming. It's not on cable anymore.
On Peacock?
No, it was on ABC, so I think it's on Hulu. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I feel like this is a publicity thing because you made a really good point. How could paparazzi be there? But I feel like this is a fun way for us to like guess who's going to be on Dancing with the Stars and drum up some excitement. I want to talk about some of the cast because Charli D'Amelio brings up this point of like, is
every
it
time
for a professional dancer to be on Dancing with the Stars?
I mean, we watched the D'Amelio show on Hulu. She literally talked about being a classically and professionally trained dancer since she was five. Like, she could be a pro.
Yeah, I think she'll win. And if she doesn't, that's weird. She has the most fans and mm-hmm. she's a perfect dancer.
She will 100% win. Similar to like JoJo Siwa. Did JoJo Siwa win? Yeah.
No.
She came in, she was in the finale.
I actually don't know.
I believe she won.
Wow. But yeah, she was on Dance Moms. She's a professionally trained dancer.
Right. She's been dancing like and being trained since she was six. So I always feel like it's really not a fair competition. I also don't care because I'm not competing in it. So what the fuck do I care? But I do have to say, like, I've really had enough of Colton, honestly. Like, I need a break.
I know. And like, he keeps popping up and being relevant. And it's like, I mean, good for him and his PR team.
His hustle.
They keep getting him back in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when does he just go to, like, bachelor pastures?
Right. Especially because I think a lot of people, like, don't like him because of what he did to Cassie. So it's not like people just don't like him, like, period. Like, people have a reason. So I'm over it. And I just want to say, I watched Coming Out Colton, the Netflix show. Like, it's just been a lot. It was, like, the book. Coming Out Colton. Like, it's just been, like, a steady stream of, like, Colton bullshittery. And I never really cared that much to begin with. And I certainly don't care now. And it's just, it's giving cringe.
Yeah, I agree. And Jordan Sparks, that's a fun one. Wait, so Heidi D'Amelio, too.
Yeah, well, so none of this, I believe, has been confirmed. I think maybe only Charli has been confirmed. And it makes sense, you know, Charli is the star of her own reality show, which is on Hulu, and now that they're moving to Hulu, like, it makes a lot of sense for her and her mom to do it. And I do think her mom is probably someone who will have, like, a great journey on the show, because I'm sure she's not, like, a dancer, but she, you know, will get with it, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. First of all, I don't think, like, any of these cast members are that interesting or crazy. And the fact that it's going to streaming, I found really shocking because I feel like it was one of, like, the last remaining shows that people still tuned in on cable for.
Yeah, it was like a tentpole of their programming. So right. That's kind of stunning.
Yeah. And then I also read somewhere, let me just Google, make sure I'm not making this up, okay?
Okay.
Dancing with the Stars Hulu. Maybe I am making this up. No, it's Disney Plus. How does that make any
ABC.
Sense? Oh, ABC. Yeah. The streamer announced that season 31 of Dancing with the Stars will premiere on September 19th on Disney Plus. Tyra Banks will return as host. And yeah, that's what I was going to say. As will Alfonso Ribeiro Carlton from...
Oh, cute.
The Fresh Prince. So I guess that guy Tom is out of a job. They really cleaned house very quickly in Dancing with the Stars universe.
Yeah. That's so strange.
I think this whole thing is so strange, honestly. Like, between the streaming, the changing of the hosts, I think this might be, like, the beginning of the end for a show that I thought was really going to be on forever. ABC, like, keeps dropping the ball. Like, between the Bachelor franchise...
And Dancing with the Stars is the sort of show where it's like, first of all, it's fresh every season and it's just based on who they get to be on it. So as long as they're getting people, like, they really can drum up interest. It's not like people ever get tired of dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. And I think someone like shocking. Charlie is like the perfect type of person they should be targeting.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of the people they used to put on the show on cable were targeting like a much older audience.
No, but that's why it's such a great show. They can literally, with every single cast member, target every single
sports,
type of audience
reality
member.
TV,
older,
social media.
Younger, yeah. Serious. Like, it no, should totally right. be more successful then.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
Very bizarre, but you can catch it on Disney Plus, and Charlie D'Amelio will be doing The Renegade.
Literally.
No, should be good. Are you going to watch?
No.
Okay, cool. Great.
Unless there's someone, I feel like when I do watch, it's because there's someone on there I'm really interested in seeing. I feel like 2 years ago, I watched a lot when Lauren Elena was on because I was like really following her closely. Who was on last year that like I... That was also the year that Hannah Brown was on. It was like, it was interesting.
Yeah.
But so far I haven't heard anyone that's going to grab my attention.
Who could grab your attention?
Luke Holmes.
Yeah, he could grab my attention too.
Or like someone on TikTok, like honestly like Addison.
Yeah.
Charlie's just a little too young for me. Actually, no, I'm too old like to be like obsessed with Charlie. Like Addison's like 22. Charlie's like 17.
Yeah, they should get Dixie.
Yeah, I think Dixie's like so cute. I think all those TikTok girlies are really something.
They are really something.
They've got pizzazz.
Speaking of TikTok, Kylie Jenner is clapping back at a TikToker who accused her of trying to seem relatable. So Kylie clapped back at a TikTok user who accused the reality star of faking her relatability to boost her public profile. She commented on the user's video in which he suggested her most recent Kylie Cosmetics lip kit review was very curated to the style of an influencer. So the TikTok user said, because she's taking a video in her car, she like accidentally drops her phone and mm-hmm. she's like trying on lip kits.
And it's very like classic TikTok content. Like so many of the most viral clips on TikTok are people in their cars. It's always someone in their car. That's why I'm not successful on TikTok because I don't have a car.
Totally. He said, this is something Emma Chamberlain would post. And I just think it's interesting because it's like, girl, you're a billionaire, girl. Why are you reviewing lip kits in your car when you live in a multi-million dollar home? Who wants to tell him that Emma Chamberlain also lives in a multi-million dollar home?
Right. So I thought this was so funny because first of all, like, just because you live in a multi-million dollar home doesn't mean you don't also have multi-million dollar cars. Like, I don't know what being rich and being in a car, like, you can do both. And then the comparing to Emma Chamberlain, it's like, well, Emma Chamberlain is also A-list, goes to the Met Gala. Like, I was like, I'm not following this man's take. And, like, I just didn't agree with it, and neither did Kylie.
Yeah, so Kylie said, it's really not that deep or calculated. This video took me 5 minutes to make, and yes, I still drive and do normal things.
Obviously, like, this was not even a good, like,
I feel like
take.
Kylie's always in her car. I mean, obviously, I'm going to defend Kylie. Like, whatever. What are we? Like,
what
are
else are we supposed to do?
Who are we fighting? I'm right. in. But Kylie's always in her car, like, because she loves car life.
Mm-hmm.
She's always, like, snapping from her car and stuff. Maybe the dropping the phone. If you say that that's something that happens on TikTok.
Always.
And it's like,
people are like, oh, shit, wait.
Oh, what are you two doing in a tree?
What are those two doing in a tree? Also, though, this I saw his video pop up and, like, I didn't think anything of it. And then I went to his page to see, like, after Kylie had commented what kind of content he was making. And he was like, I'm literally just, like, hitting my vape in my room and, like, talking nonsense. And now this story, this is, like, being used as, like, a news story. It was actually, I thought his take was really interesting. He's like, why is this news? I'm literally irrelevant. He's like, I'm just like a gay guy who like gets on TikTok, talks about having sex with men. I hit my pen and I'm living my life and I'm just like talking shit. Literally, like, why? And he was like showing, it was everywhere. It was like on every Snapchat Discover, every celebrity news website. The Morning Toast. And he was like, why is this newsworthy? Like, who cares what I say?
It's so true.
It was such a good take. Like, I actually really respected. Once you get called out by a celebrity, there's a million things you could do. Like, in your follow-up content. A lot of people are like super indignant, like, well, that doesn't mean, like, digging their grave even more. Some people are like, oh man, I'm so sorry, I'm such a big fan of you, like, it's not what I meant. And this guy was just like genuinely confused, like, why this whole thing was happening to him. And it was honestly like a really funny reaction.
That is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's because Kylie responded and everyone will just like take any morsel of anything directly from her mouth. And
yeah, I didn't really feel like this was something she needed to respond to.
Yeah.
Like, the last time we spoke about this was when she was responding to somebody, like, straight up slandering her name about being in their Instacart delivery. Like, that I can understand being annoyed at.
The lab. Don't forget about LabGate. Yeah.
I can also understand, like, someone out there pretending to be, like, a makeup expert, basically insinuating that Kylie's brands, like, aren't, you know, ethically and safely made. Like, I can understand why that bothers her. I didn't think this was, like, that big of a deal. And, like, she made it newsworthy by commenting on it.
And we made it newsworthy by talking about it again. Yeah. In Fast Five.
But we're just doing our jobs.
Yeah. But that's cool. So I should drop my phone when I get back on TikTok.
Yes. And, so and then you have a car now.
Yeah.
So you get in that passenger seat. You get a mount.
Do people like to see you wearing your seatbelt?
Okay. So that's such a good question, actually. There's definitely like a lot of driving etiquette because people who make videos talking to the camera while they're driving. First of all, there's... No, nothing dumber. Like, if I...
No, like, honestly, police should retroactively be able to give you a ticket.
Yeah. No, like, if Kim Kardashian made a TikTok talking about how much she loved the toast, but she's literally driving, I wouldn't like it. Like, that's... I'm so against it. I think it's so stupid.
I agree.
So you get called out for that. So that's why sometimes you'll see people in their car and they'll be like, I'm at a red light. Or they're like, I'm picking my kid up from school. I'm in the pickup line. Mm-hmm. So they'll always, like, preface what they're about to say with, like, fuck off. So you have to be conscious of that. I actually don't see a lot of seatbelt content, honestly.
Okay.
But now that you have a car, like, you should get a little vanity light for your passenger seat and, like, a little tripod / mount.
And then what should I be saying? Like, what kind
whatever
of
comes to mind. Or you could do, remember, you should bring back your iconic lip moments.
Yeah, I could do that.
That should be a part of your content strategy.
Okay, we'll have to sit down and come up with a game plan.
Yeah, even though, toast like, clips, lip what, moments, outfits, trends.
And of course, AC.
Yes, LARPing. American Camper has to make a weekly appearance.
Yeah, I just need to go back into my archives and see what I was doing that the people were loving so much.
Yeah, for sure.
I used to do a few dances.
You have moves, like...
I don't have TikTok moves, though.
No, but...
That I can say.
I don't think many people do.
I have wedding moves.
That's such a good way of putting it. You slay a wedding dance floor.
Uh-huh. But those moves do not translate to the Renegade.
Yeah, try doing the Renegade on the dance floor at someone's wedding. They'll kick you out.
Big loser.
Big BLA, big loser energy.
Are you ready for our next story?
What story is it, number?
Number four.
Is it the fourth story that's brought to you by Bruges? Is an electric toothbrush that will change the way you think about brushing your teeth. With powerful sonic technology and ultra gentle bristles, the Bruges redefines what it means to have super clean teeth. It's like that feeling when you just leave the dentist, a fresh, whole mouth clean every single day. So when you get the Bruges kit, which we highly recommend, Jackie and I have both had it for a super long time, you get the Bruges electric toothbrush, 3 brush heads, the magnetic charging station, and a very sleek travel case. So it really comes with a lot of stuff that you really don't need replacements for a really long time. The magnetic charging stand is super easy to set up. It's super easy to use. It's not big and bulky like so many electric toothbrushes are. And electric toothbrushes can be really expensive, but Bruges is super affordable and you can get 20% off when you pick your Bruges brush kit and plan when you go to bruges.com/toast. Again, that's 20% off at bruush.com/toast. You won't regret going Bruges. We've been gone Bruges for a really long time, and it's fabulous. They've got 6 modes of cleaning. They got a 2-minute timer. They offer a subscription plan, a 90-day return policy. It's everything of the sort. And the fourth and fifth stories are also brought to you by Caraway. It's time to ditch the chemicals with Caraway Home's non-toxic cookware and bakeware collections so that you can make healthier cooking a piece of cake. Caraway Home's non-toxic kitchenwares are all designed for the modern home and feature a chemical-free ceramic coating. Food can be prepared with peace of mind that no hard-to-pronounce compound is going to leach into your healthy ingredients. So there's so much to love about Caraway, especially it being like super safe and non-toxic, but also like from a shallow perspective, it's really cute stuff. They're frying pans. They have a Dutch oven. Like, it's all the colors that they come in are so pleany. Like, whatever the vibe is of your home, you'll be able to find a cookware set or the bakeware set in a color that like totally matches and complements your aesthetic.
They're so aesthetic, and I love that they're non-toxic. They also are so great for like making eggs because they're like non-stick. Mm-hmm. They're the most amazing pots and pans I've ever used in my life.
So the cookware set is what Jackie and I both have. It's chemical free, and it's a new iteration of the 16 piece set, which is so excessive. They've boiled it down to the four basics: the fry pan, a saute pan, a saucepan, and a Dutch oven. And I'm very grateful to them for that. And then their bakeware set is non-toxic baking essentials that every modern kitchen needs, so you can get to baking without any of the bads. If you want to visit Caraway Home, we obviously have a code for you. It's carawayhome.com/toast. You can take advantage of the limited time offer of 10% off your next purchase. The deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/toast or just use code toast at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
Great. Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome.
And our next story is some Bravo news that we just can't quit because the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City trailer dropped and it looks like there's something there. So Jen Shah is
pleading. Oh, that's so funny. I was going to say the opposite.
Well, it seems like they're also trying to make stuff, but it seems like right. There's naturally stuff. Like this thing about like what happened to Heather's eye and then they flash back to all these conversations.
No, anyways. Heather probably had an allergic reaction. Like that's the thing. You have to watch these Bravo trailers with the most critical eye because every time like they drama. And honestly, what I took away from the trailer was that the same energy from last season where everyone is fighting with everyone about idiotic things and then they're making up and getting mad at someone else. It's like I didn't see any consistent arguments between people. It was like, well, Meredith was mad at Heather, but then she's mad at Jen. It's like everyone is mad at everyone all the time trying to make a million fights.
Right, and still there's no one asking the important Jen questions. Shah, the important questions. It's like Jen Shah's on trial, federal trial in Manhattan, like in a silo. And then
but we're
she's
arguing about Meredith and Lisa Vita Tequila. It's so stupid.
Right. But she's a Real Housewife on the side. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so weird. I mean, I do think I'll give it a shot until.
Of course.
Until I don't, because this really is big stuff that's going on. But if it's anything like last season, I'm out. But there did seem to be some interesting things happening.
I could just like go on and on, like wax poetic about how I don't know a group of women who dropped the ball more than the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City season two. They were given careers on a platter. Like they joined this random show but didn't have huge ratings, and then this huge thing happened with one of their castmates, and the way they all continually dropped the ball one after the other was so crazy to me.
Yeah. Well, there's also two new castmates. Hopefully they bring something about an informant.
That was interesting in the trailer, something about someone being
wait, you want to know why it was FBI. Interesting because it was about Jen's trial, which is the only interesting thing that's going on.
Jackie, I couldn't have said it better myself. But this is, I just feel like one of those things where like Whitney like heard a rumor and she like makes it up. Like kind of how like that whole thing with Jen's Uber, like they're like interesting tidbits, but then they never come to fruition. They never follow through. They just like throw shit at the wall.
Yeah.
It sounds like, you know, like someone from Mary's church said something. They're always just like pulling theories out of their ass.
Yeah. And no more Mary.
No more Mary. I do think the show will suffer in its comedic vibe. She was she was not like other girls.
I'll miss her.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, she was also infuriating. And she used to say the most like fucked up unethical shit. Like you couldn't even come to terms with like her funny moments because her outrageous moments were so deeply upsetting, honestly.
Yeah. That's true.
It was her time, but it was like a really unique moment in time that we all got to experience.
And it is always interesting when they find people
like that.
Unlike anyone you've ever met.
That's what these shows are supposed to be for.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it looks promising. We'll keep you posted. It premieres September 28th on Bravo, which is pretty soon. I feel like they're doing a better job of like not giving us trailers 3 months before it drops. Like, okay, it's in 28 days. I can live with that.
Yeah. They used to do like so much hoopla for a trailer. Like they would literally have a countdown to the trailer with a People exclusive. It's like, it's just the trailer.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And we were having a conversation on Wednesday's episode about Bravo, or maybe it was Tuesday. And we're definitely like in a dry season of Bravo because it's the summer. And I don't think like a lot of the franchises are on. So I'm cautiously not even optimistic. We'll see.
We'll see. Are you ready for our fifth and final story, which is some really exciting Titanic news?
Yes, I am.
New Titanic details reveal for the first time in high definition 8K video of the undersea wreck.
Did you see the video?
I did see the video. I saw pieces of it. And I love Titanic news, so I'm never going to knock anything. But it didn't seem like anything.
Revelatory.
Yeah, because we've seen like some footage of the wreck. No. And now this is much higher quality. But I'm not so interested in like the archaeology of what's happening under the sea. I know that there are people who are, who like, yeah, that's their beat. My beat is like the history and, yeah, what happened on the ship.
No, people are like trying to make news out of this, like as if they discovered something. They're like, we finally were able to see the brand name of the anchor. Who cares?
Right, right.
Yeah.
No, I want to see the anchor in its glory. And then also they're upset because in a few decades, they said, like, it's all really going to be eroded.
Really?
From the sea elements. But I don't understand, like, aside from it being, like, a mass grave, mm-hmm, essentially, they're never going to be excavating it from the sea. So we have the footage, we see what it is, and that's what happens. Nature runs its course.
Well, let me tell you how, when I saw the video, like, it actually was really chilling, because I think a lot of people forget that the Titanic was real. Like, I think people our age just like remember the movie and like they know it's based, but to see like the ship that actually went down and went down with thousands of people in it, like it was very chilling to see, and it was like actually really sad. But I think the fact that it is eroding is sad also in the sense that like the history is being lost, so that the fact that these companies, I forget what the company's name who did this video, that people are
OceanGate Expeditions,
people are recording it, so there's a record. Like, I think that that's cool. Like, there's, yes, it has to be recorded.
I agree. I think that that is cool. I think there's a lot of ways that the Titanic lives on. I think the movie actually has probably, yes, been really great for people knowing the story and not forgetting it. Mm-hmm. There's also going to be a Titanic Experience Museum in New York. And you know I will be going.
Oh, fabulous. When is it
I'll
open?
Be going, I think, sometime in September. I need to get more information. Shannon's coming.
Yes.
We're so excited.
No, that's cool. Yeah. And I actually, as someone who doesn't like have a particular like interest in the Titanic, I thought this video was extremely cool. It's only a minute long if you guys want to go look at it. Like, they just took a really, really high definition camera all the way down and they showed you like what's going on with the boat. Like, it's still intact.
Had you not seen any videos of what it is under, no, the sea there?
No.
Oh.
And yeah, this one was crystal motherfucking clear.
8K. What are we filming? 4K?
Yes.
No. Are we film in 4K?
We film in 4K, but in order to get onto YouTube, YouTube compresses it to 1080p, but we film in 4K.
Got it. So we're half Titanic.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. So if you want to learn more about the Titanic, I would recommend the book The Ship of Dreams by Gareth Neame.
Is it a memoir or like a...
It's not a memoir because he wasn't on.
No,
he
like...
has no...
Is it someone's story from that or it's just like facts?
No. Facts. It's like a history book.
Got it. Got it. Okay. I don't think I'm going
to. It will tell you what they ate for dinner every night on the boat.
What did they eat?
They had a very extensive menu. And you want to know how they knew what they ate on the boat?
How?
Because they found like a menu in someone's jacket.
Whose jacket?
Like someone.
Someone dead?
I don't know if they were. Probably not a dead person. Maybe a survivor had it in his dinner. Like the jacket that he wore, but it would have been a man in a jacket. So more men passed away than women.
Because the women and children got on the boats first.
Yes.
Oh, that is so, it's like low-key sad. Like,
no, it's really sad. What book
but
was
that's
I
just what's so
reading?
Crazy is like, I think for me, and I think maybe a lot of people feel this way, like my immediate association with Titanic isn't sad. It's like, oh my God, Leonardo DiCaprio, you know?
Yeah. No, I don't think that that's so bad because at least like you know what the Titanic was. Whereas I don't know how we would remember it if there wasn't a movie.
A movie, right? That's so sad. The Titanic is so sad. I know that's like obvious, but like it's kind of not.
I hear what you're saying. I agree, and I feel like the further that we get away from it, it's easier for people to be like desensitized to it because,
yeah,
it's like, you know, such a so far in the past.
Yeah,
but It is really sad.
No, and so videos like this, like, just, you know, keep it in the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And that's why I love the Titanic story.
And those were the Fast Five stories you certainly did not need to know, but I hope you feel better that you did. Now, hopefully it's lunchtime wherever you are, even though this episode is going to be released early because it's podcast only. So it's probably time for a mid-morning snack.
Ooh, what are we going to have?
You know, I love, not to be like toxic diet girly, I really do love apples and peanut butter, like more peanut butter than apples, but it's really good.
They're a good vessel to eat peanut butter.
Yeah, like if I ever start eating celery and peanut butter, you have every right to come over to my house and chew me.
Celery is tough because it gets stuck in your teeth.
Oh, and it's also disgusting. It's like watery as fuck.
It's not disgusting because it doesn't taste like anything, but the texture and the stringiness is hard.
It's disgusting. Like, period. So this was our final episode of the week. We're back with the video and audio episodes on Tuesday. So everyone have an amazing Labor Day weekend. Recharge, rejuvenate, rejoice. And we'll see you on Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Be safe. Enjoy the last licks of summer.
Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the Fast Five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Happy Labor Day weekend, and we will see you on Tuesday. Bye.
Goodbye.